You have probably heard about the infamous Mark of the Beast and the ominous number
999.
Where did it come from? Why is it so dangerous, and how do you avoid getting it? In fact,
what is this?
How do you know you don't have it now?
In the book of Revelation,
what is this Mark
of the Beast? Strange significance and fascination with the number
9.
That's coming up next.
Taking the mark of the beast.
9 times 9 is 81.
The mark of the beast.
So this week in your parents' basement, we kick off a month of coverage devoted to the final Sega system by celebrating Sega's The Dream Timber. We start by focusing on its most beloved sports series. From 1999, we're playing NFL 2K by Visual Concepts for the Dreamcast.
It's thinking.
I'm Steve Greenwell, and with me is the man who can't get enough of last week's snifferoo. It's Huell Hauser.
You have in your hands the most detailed and realistic football simulation ever created.
Oh, wow. Is that manual talk?
That is hot manual talk.
Wow, I have a feeling the same guy who did the voiceover last week is reading the cop.
Oddly enough,
by one person.
In your hands at that time would be the manual, so I'm not sure what they're talking about.
Our other co-host. There's nothing he likes more than dropping back in the pocket as Troy Aikman or Dan Marino. That's how old this game is. It is Todd Brisky.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you what's in my hands right now. It's a football. You guys ready to play some football? Hey.
Hey, let's toss it around. Hey.
Yeah. Throw that old pigskin around. You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Google Play, or iTunes. And when you do, be sure to give us some stars. You can also join our Discord channel by going to ypbpodcast.com/Discord, where you can chat with all the sweet baby boys. Also, if you want to support the show, you can find our Amazon click-through link on the YPB homepage, ypbpodcast.com. The homepage is also where you can find our archive, which is accessible by clicking the button on the top of the page. Click that button till you've bought everything you've ever wanted. So, this week's game is NFL 2K. Released in 1999, this game made us, or at least made me, realize how crappy the gameplay in the Madden series was. I played the hell out of this football game as a youth. Huell, do you have any history with this one?
Not with this first one for the Dreamcast specifically, but I do remember the NFL 2K series being kind of the better option to Madden until Madden just bought out exclusive rights to the NFL and destroyed the series. I played like one of the Xbox ones with my friends like in college, like 2K2 or 2K3, I think, were considered some of the better ones, but this is my first time playing the Dreamcast version, and it's fine. I mean, it has basically the same controls as Madden. Like, there's not much you can do otherwise, I guess. But it's a very standard football game, I guess, for the time. It's got some groundbreaking stuff, but everyone kind of looks the same. All the players have like giant square shoulders and tiny heads. Back when men were men, their shoulders were as wide as they were tall, and heads were as small as the football. So that was very odd looking, but I'm wondering, since this is kind of basic football game, do we just kind of get into a little Dreamcast talk right off the bat here?
We should.
Kind of cover our bases, because we are in.
Yeah, this is the first episode.
This is the first week of Sega's The Dream Timber. We are celebrating this console, which we've never played a game on in 200 and, what do we got? 226 previous episodes. We've never played a Dreamcast game. So the first one we picked was just a normal football game.
Yeah, that's on available on every system.
But, I mean, it makes sense. It is the beginning of football season, so that's fine. So we're kicking off Dreamtember. We're kicking off football season with this NFL 2K, because we played a Madden before. We've played a Blitz, but we haven't played a 2K. Mm. So here we are,
you know,
in Dreamtember.
Did we play Madden before? I don't think we have.
We played a Madden. I think it was very early on. Am I wrong?
I remember playing a Madden.
I know we played a football. We played a football. Or was it
I thought we played
Jimmy quarterbacks football extravaganza or something.
I thought we played NBA Jam really early on.
We definitely did that. But there was two weeks where we
NHL 95.
We played a hockey and football game back to back, and I was ready to quit the show.
I did a control F
please
for Madden, and no results. Mm-hmm. We did not play a Madden.
Yeah.
Well,
you're thinking of episode 5. We did NBA Jam, and episode 6, we did NHL 93, 94, 95.
Wow, so I am a huge liar. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. So I guess the only football game we played was... We played Tecmo. And then Blitz.
Tecmo was episode 19.
Ooh.
And did we play Blitz? Yeah, we played
Blitz.
We sure did. 123.
I think Backsack was on that one.
Yes, he was.
Nice. So I recommend those episodes, but at the same time, okay, so this is really our first like football sim game, because Tecmo's arcadey, Blitz is like a giant mess, but this is our first like Madden style, 2K
this
style.
Is the first hyper realistic.
I was blown away by the realism of this game.
Well, yeah, and I think I can imagine maybe why we haven't played one before is because I was not really a huge fan of Madden growing up. Mm-hmm. Just because I found the 16-bit versions to be kind of like I could recognize, oh, this is more realistic football than Tecmo Bowl, but I did not find it fun to play at all. Like the weird passing windows and the players were all like super tiny on the screen.
For which one?
Just any of the Madden Super Nintendo games.
Oh, Super Nintendo, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah, I just, you know, I could recognize that was, like, more advanced in a way than, like, Tecmo Super Bowl for the Super Nintendo, but I just did not enjoy playing any of those games.
Yeah, if you're in a 16-bit side-scrolling area, it's hard to simulate kind of a football mm-hmm. game, like, but this is 3D 64-bit eras where the sports games really took off and just became a phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember if it was... So I had for the N64, I had Madden 64, which was still not like a great game, but I was like, at least, oh, this is fun. But now this Dreamcast game, this NFL 2K, I would play the hell out of this back in the day, because it was fun, and also, like, I feel it was a little Tecmo Bowl-y in that I found the offense very easy to play. Like, just especially passing. Like, passing in this game is a lot of fun, especially...
Really?
Like, well, at the time, I would just play as the Vikings, because they had Randy Moss.
On them.
And, like, all you had to do was just throw up, like, a bomb pattern for Randy Moss every play, and he would just go get it, and it was great.
Perhaps it was the team and talent I was using, but I felt like every pass was just like floated up there, or maybe like I had to hold the button down longer or something. But I was I was launching those passes all day long, and and they were not getting to my targets fast enough.
Mm. Could be who was your QB in this game?
So I am an Eagles fan, so I selected the Eagles, and this is of course 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way sports games go, they're usually released the year before that their year is. So Donovan McNabb is nothing but a freshly drafted rookie, and the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles is Super Bowl champion Doug Peterson, current coach and ring bearer for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
See, Philly royalty.
I was very excited that Doug Peterson was my quarterback.
Wow.
So he's chucking it to... Go ahead.
You could have given me so many guesses, and I never would have.
Oh, yeah. That. That's why I wanted to reveal it. You asked me before the show. I'm like, I must save that information.
Wow.
But
how many games did Doug Peterson actually start for the Eagles?
Like, oh, God. Not many. But he must have... I don't even know if McNabb, like, he might have even started his rookie year.
Yeah, I feel like McNabb, like, supplanted him, like...
Either very quickly or, like, from the start.
The Dream...
September 19th, so it was probably, like, week 3.
Oh, jeez.
I'm looking at his wiki here.
Yeah. Well, because I know the Dreamcast did have online capabilities, but it was with a landline, so it still wasn't to the point where you could get like roster updates easily. So I'm assuming they probably didn't have a roster update for this one.
Oh no, games did not have roster updates back then. I mean, I'm sure McNabb's on the team somewhere, but like they don't know what his stats are. Like they don't know what the hell he's doing. So as a starter, like in their starting lineup, they just plug in the veteran or whatever. Here's Doug Peterson.
Wow.
So, yeah, he signed in that offseason in 99. Then they drafted McNabb, and then McNabb took over as starter in November. So, sorry, Dougie.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
After a 2-7 record.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. Well, hey, well, better coach than a quarterback, and I'll take that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had I was just playing as the Patriots because I was like, this is before their Super Bowl glory, really.
Is Bledsoe on there?
Yep. Nice. Bledsoe is the starter. Michael Bishop is the backup quarterback, who I always preseason hero for a lot of years.
There's a lot of preseason heroes out there.
Yeah, he was like this 5'8 or 5'9 guy from Kansas State who would just scramble all over the place and put up like 400 yards a game in preseason, just because like if you're that kind of quarterback, you can do really well.
You're against those third stringers.
Yeah. And then so the starting running back for the Patriots in this game is Kevin Falk. So
really?
Yeah. Just because I think this is the year after Robert Edwards like tore out his knee playing flag football, unlike during the Pro Bowl or something. So like that was the big the big offseason drama for the Patriots.
What a pro.
Yep, no Tom Brady on the roster yet. So,
oh no.
Yeah, it is. It's not a great roster, but it was still. I think overall it was rated like an 85. Like they were a fringe kind of playoff team.
Yeah, the Eagles overall were like 73. This was not a good team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Todd, how about you? What roster did you sack up with?
You know, I'll take this position. A friend of the show, DTR Takes. Oh, you guys are enjoying all those sports balls.
Is that your position? Yeah. Is that
that's my position?
Is that how that works?
Look at me at all these sporting balls. Oh, make
hey,
the
Todd.
Home run. Make
hey,
the home
Todd,
run.
This was me 2 weeks ago during Dragon Quest. So, yeah, how to taste your own goddamn medicine.
No, so, you know what? Hey, Cowboys. Go dim boys, as they say.
Yeah, huge boys fan. Me and Todd hate each other because our football team
arch
play.
Rivals.
Yeah.
Only one. Only
can
one
win.
Plays on God's team.
Oh, true. Good point.
It's
the Eagles.
I've never followed the football that closely. Games or otherwise, I've mentioned this before, but probably episode 2 or 3, whenever we covered, is that I don't enjoy playing the sporting balls. playing on video, playing the sporting balls on
the
video.
The sporting balls on video, yes.
Or watching the sporting balls on the telly. I enjoy doing it with my own hands, tossing that old pigskin around myself. That's my position. So I don't follow, you know, which team had which stats, and I don't know which one is better. All I know is that whenever you're choosing a team, it does have three stats. They have offense, defense, and one more, which I can't remember. R? What is R?
I think there's just overall, right?
Or. But it's like O-R-R.
Yeah,
overall.
This is before you would even get the third thing for special teams.
No one cared about special teams.
Which is what you're probably thinking of. But really, in this game, all that matters is like how decent your kicker is. You know.
Yeah.
So you can drive that ball down the field.
Drive them balls.
Drive that ball.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I do enjoy about this one, and this hooks into Sega's The Dream Timber, Month of Dream Timber. The control for the Dreamcast, it was awkward, and it had the cord coming out of the bottom of the control.
Yeah, not a fan.
Not a fan of that. Makes it weird to pick up and play if you're only used to, by this point, I was only used to the PlayStation and the Super Nintendos and the Nintendo 64s. So it was very awkward when I first picked it up. After that, once you figure out, get this VMU, this virtual, I forgot what it is, mini unit, that might be what it's called.
Virtual memory unit.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. It is actually, I have it in the manual here, visual memory unit.
Visual memory unit, yes. Visual memory.
It has a little screen on it.
Exactly. That is like a tiny little game device on its own that you plug into your control, and it works as your memory card, but you can also pull it out and play on it separately. Peel that thing out. Some games had separate mini games you could play to level up a character or do something like that.
It's a little Tamagotchi.
A little Tamagotchi, yes. Yeah. And NFL 2K, what you could do is pick your plays on the VMU so that if you're playing with other people, they were not able to see what you're selecting, which I was reading was a common complaint.
That is a common Madden complaint, I think, yeah. You could see the plays being selected. They solved that in future years by having the plays assigned to like a button combination, so you're not like moving the cursor around and selecting it. You're pressing like R2 square or whatever to pick your play. But yeah, it's the old screen peek. I mean, it's been there since the GoldenEye days, but what are you going to do except pick it on a tiny screen that's on your controller? Yeah, can we talk about that VMU? Because that was a big weird thing that the Dreamcast did. A lot of the systems
it feels like a Nintendo move at the time.
It does. So a lot of the systems in this era had memory cards. So this is like post cartridge, pre hard drive, where like the PS2 and the GameCube and the Dreamcast, they all had to have memory cards to actually save your information. And the Dreamcast was like, let's make it a screen that plugs into the controller. And everyone's like, I guess. But it seemed like that and the cord on the bottom just seemed like unnecessary decisions to make themselves different.
Yeah, the size of the controller was also kind of weird to me. Like it feels odd. Yeah, it's like one of those big old Xbox or Atari controllers. Like it's weird. We went from playing an Atari Jaguar game and I was crapping all over that controller.
The Jaguar?
The Jaguar controller. Is roughly about the same size as the Dreamcast controller. Like it's not great. It does have some nice things for the time. Like it has the trigger buttons, which are kind of similar to what the DualShock would eventually go to, where like R2 L2 is like, you know, they're pressure sensitive. Like you can tap them a little or you can hold them down, and they're like two different button strokes.
Are they like pull triggers, like an Xbox, or are they actual buttons that have a little give to them?
They are pull triggers.
That's what I thought.
Like the amount of pressure you put on them matters.
Right. So it's like not a button; it's like a analog trigger.
Yes.
Got it.
So that's kind of unique for the time. And I don't know, the controller itself just feels kind of heavy. Like it's not, It's not like a D or D plus. It's more like I'd say it's like a B minus or a C plus.
It's just talking about like a grading curve here.
Yes, yes, okay. A grading curve.
Got it.
Yes,
this is a new concept I wasn't aware of.
Yeah,
I know. As compared to most of our ratings, this one is just on an A to F scale.
It's extremely straightforward. So I was like, "What is happening right now?" All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when the system came out, the controller was, I don't want to say cause controversy, but not a lot of people were on board with it. They were kind of like, well, this is large and weird. But
this is kooky.
But then I remember when the Xbox came out like 2 years later, they just stole every concept directly from the Dreamcast controller and just kind of made it a little better. Like, I remember that was a thing. Like, the Xbox came out and everyone was like, this is just the Dreamcast controller. And they, it's just a blatant ripoff, like nothing happened, and the Dreamcast died. So it's like, that never really went anywhere. So they just like stole the controller without the little video screen on it. Instead, it just had a giant green X in the middle, and everyone went on their way. Like, it's the same button layout. It had the same triggers, the pull triggers, the analog triggers. I guess the cord was on top this time, so everything was fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, There's only so many ways to do a controller unless you're like Nintendo and you're
unless you're Nintendo and you're like, let's just throw a bunch of ideas in a box and pick them out of a hat.
Yeah,
and there it is.
I do enjoy that time. The non-Nintendo controllers are all standardized in a similar format nowadays.
Yeah,
it's like if you could pick up a PlayStation controller, you can PS4 controller, you can pick up a new Xbox One controller and feel familiar already.
Yeah, well, PlayStation, like, their thing is always just, oh, let's just steal the Super Nintendo controller, and we're not even going to try anything new, really. Like, well, it's like an incremental improvement each year. But
yeah, they just take their formula and tweak it, and Nintendo says, let's just make something completely new.
Yeah, they just realized correctly that Super Nintendo controller is the best, and let's just build on it. But anyways, NFL 2K. I don't know. I also nominated it for coverage this week because I feel like this is probably like the signature series and the signature like game for the Dreamcast. Like, I feel like it is. I shared in our Discord. I shared like some sales figures for the Dreamcast, and I thought this was number one. But I might be mistaken.
If I'm not mistaken.
Well, I mean, mistaken. No. I mean, just being the number one seller doesn't make it like the iconic, but or the signature series. Like, sports games sell constantly. Like, they're always selling.
Yeah, that's true.
And since the Dreamcast was out for like 2 years, I could see the one or two sports games they sold being the top sellers, you know?
Yeah. But I feel like this one was like well known for being quite. Oh, actually, here's the list. NFL 2K number one, NFL 2K one number two.
Whoops.
Some game called Sanix Adventures number three.
Who?
Then NBA 2K, NBA 2K one, Crazy Taxi is number six. Which is, again, that's an arcade game. Soul Calibur, number 7. Ready to Rumble Boxing, number 8. Shinumi, number 9.
Shinumi 2.
No. Resident Evil. Code Veronica is number 10.
Code Veronica was a big one.
Yep. So this game series is number 1 and number 2 on the chart there. And Like I said at the top, I just remember this being like, it was so fun. It played so much quicker than the other franchise series out there at the time, Madden.
Because that was probably on PS1, so it's like this has much better hardware.
Yeah, and I don't know. I feel like this is basically what EA eventually just ripped off from the Madden series. Like, they eventually caught up to how good this game series was.
Basically.
And
yeah, you can definitely see the Madden influence Madden definitely takes some of these concepts and runs with them, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just to touch on where is it now. Unfortunately for pretty much everyone, in December 2004, Electronic Arts acquired an exclusive license from the NFL and the NFL Players Association that allowed Madden to be the only video game franchise to use real player names. This was a huge coup for EA, but it pretty much killed the 2K series. According to the Wall Street Journal, EA paid $300 million for a five-year contract, and they later paid 2K about, not 2K, Visual Concepts. They paid them about $27 million to settle an antitrust lawsuit. Thanks to an aggressive price cut in 2004, the 2K series sold about 2 million copies versus 2.4 million for Madden. So it was basically, it had cut the lead that Madden had to almost nothing.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a big deal. That 2K3 release was like $30 or something.
For
a brand new game.
It debuted at $19.99.
Wow, $20. So yeah, it was both a better game and cheaper. Like that was like a crazy situation. So like it sold like insane.
Yes.
I think that's the one that I played a bunch of.
Mm-hmm. And it also kind of showed like I don't think Visual Concepts was taking a bath on the series either, because they, you know, like all of these sports games, it's just really you're paying for a new roster and some new feature updates, that kind of thing, as you go year to year. So it was kind of ridiculous that EA was charging $50 for each new year.
That's a bit much. But then they just got the exclusive deal, and nothing anyone could do about it.
Pretty much, and I'm sure, they still pay a similar amount now, $60 million per year for the exclusive license. I'm sure that's worth it to them to essentially have a monopoly on football. Especially when you look at, so Visual Concepts still develops the NBA 2K series, which effectively killed EA's NBA Live series. And they also provide some support for the WWE 2K series, which is just kind of okay. So you kind of see what happens. Electronic Arts, when they were forced to go up head-to-head with Visual Concepts, Visual Concepts just killed them, like the NBA 2K series.
Yeah, basically. Everyone knows they're better games.
Yes, yeah, because the NBA did not do that exclusive license thing. That was...
This is just like when Sony and Marvel got into competition over Spider-Man. They couldn't come to an agreement, and now Spider-Man is back in the hands of Sony alone, and everybody knows they'll make an inferior Spider-Man movie without Disney's help.
Yeah, probably. They've tried it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm sensitive to the idea that with the Marvel movies, you know, maybe it's not the best thing to have like all of the IP in the hands of just one company, which is Disney. Which, you know, they've done a pretty good job with the Marvel series. But,
yeah, pretty good. You know, people have to like it. Some people like it, you know.
It's okay.
I mean, pretty good, but it's also like, well, the two weirdest superhero movies of the last 10 years have probably, not weirdest, but the most, like, out-of-the-box ones have been Deadpool and Logan, and neither one of those were Marvel movies, so.
True. Those are Fox joints, I believe,
weirdest?
Right?
I don't know.
The most
just
risk-taking?
Like,
off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
Off the beaten... The beaten path.
Whoa, look at me. I'm Deadpool. Oh, I'm talking to the TV.
Oh. Ooh, I'm Wolverine. I say F words.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my bones are hurting. I'm Wolverine.
I'm old now.
Yeah, but it's also, it's something.
That's how Disney... they pitch that movie. Yeah.
I say F words and my bones hurt.
Wolverine, but old.
Oh, God.
But, so yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Madden series has also stagnated to a degree. Like, it's just...
Oh, yeah.
It's just pretty good every year. And it feels like there are certain things that they could do, but they just... They don't have to.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah. People are going to buy it. It's the only one. We still have those freaks that get it every year and play professionally somehow, and that's that.
Yeah, yeah. They'll sometimes try something weird, like the head coach thing.
Oh, yeah. That was its own game once.
Yeah, which for no reason should be its own game. Like,
insane. Insane. Like, that was just hubris at its highest level.
Yes. Yes, it should just be that's what franchise mode is.
Like, yeah, you know, that's exactly what it is.
That doesn't need to be its own game. But
they created like a virtual office where you could move the cursor around. Like, that was like the only difference.
Yeah,
let's look at the calendar.
Manager. Yeah. Well, they saw Football Manager as like one of the biggest games of all time.
Let's do that
on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
They added in like two different features on top of franchise mode, and that was that.
Yeah, that was always my problem with it. As someone who likes those kind of weird spreadsheety kind of games,
it wasn't spreadsheety enough.
Well, it's something you can just fold into the existing Madden, or like, you know, give some more robust features. But instead, it's like, nah, pay $50 for an entirely.
I'll pay $50. I'll pay $50 for a fully rendered Andy Reid.
Yeah,
I'm on board. I'm on board, man.
That's a lot of polygons. It's a lot of pixels.
Yeah, I think I rented it just to see like how ridiculous is this, and I was like, this is the dumbest thing that's ever happened.
I had it on the PC, and even on the PC, it was cumbersome to play. So,
well, yeah, sports games don't translate to the PC. It's you need a controller.
No,
that's
always been
my take.
I mean the head coach game, where you would think having a mouse.
Oh, yeah, you don't even. Yeah, what am I talking about? Event. You don't need a controller. Yeah. Yeah. You're just picking stuff. You're picking stuff from a menu.
Yeah.
No! They've ruined sports games.
I just remember.
That'd be a good iPhone game. You can tap your menu options.
Probably. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Tap your way to +3 in burst speed.
Tap your way to a 6-10 record.
But no, at the time Baseball Mogul was out, and I just remember thinking, oh man, this is really bad as compared to that, and it has Baseball Mogul has like a tenth of the budget. So anyways, so that's kind of where the series is now. Todd, were you able to find some most best for this one?
I did. I was able to find three reasons why NFL 2K on Dreamcast is the most best game of all time. All right, the first one is titled "Wow" by Nelson Cartier in May of 2014, and Nelson wrote, "I love this game, very action-packed, smooth graphics. Yeah, it's 2014, so you know I love Dreamcast. Buy this now." 5 stars.
Oh,
they wrote that in 2014.
Yep.
About NFL 2K.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next one is titled "A Great Game," written by Dan J. Herman in December of 2000. And Dan J. wrote, "This is the best game of sports. It has great, great graphics and is very fun. You will love it if you are a fan of football or not." 5 stars.
Great game of sports.
All right.
And if you're not convinced yet why this is the most best game of all time, this one was written by Brian BB 0016.
Whoa.
November 2009.
Jesus.
And Brian Beebe wrote, "Good game, I think." That's the title of it. And Brian Beebe wrote, "So, NFL 2K for the Sega Dreamcast. I'm not a real football guy, so I wouldn't know if this is a bad game or a good game. I think it's a good game. Never played it. Just bought it. Good game, I think." 5 stars.
Wow.
Well, there you go. Just bought it. 5 stars.
It is a game. Man. This week I do not have a 1-star Yelp review, but I do have.
No one reviewed the NFL.
Well, there are a lot of reviews, especially one from a certain N. Weiger. He's very outspoken about the NFL. But I do have, if you can prep the music there, Todd, a most best FAQ of all time. Oh, there you go.
Oh, no.
It is from
Remix.
On GameFAQs, there's two, and only one gets credit as being a full FAQ. It is from Dre Thug at hotmail.com. He's got his email in here. Yep. And he released this in the latest revision was in January 2000. So a little old. Of note, he just copy-pasted some reviews in here. One of them is from friend of the show, Dale.
What?
Yeah. Because that's from back in the day. That's how Dale and I knew each other. It's because it's from the GameFAQs board. And
seriously?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
GameFAQs message boards way back in the day. Like, if you wanted to talk about video games in, like, 1999 and 2000... Actually, it was even before then. I remember the very first site I talked about video games online on the internet was GameFAQs. Because they had message boards for like every single game.
Well, yeah, I know there's GameFAQs message boards, but I didn't know that's how you knew Dale.
Yeah, that's how we originally knew each other.
You thought my surprise was that GameFAQs had message boards, but no, it was, I did not know that's how you met Dale.
I feel like it came up on his first or second appearance.
Don't know if it did, but I could have not been paying attention.
You must have been high on drugs.
I could have been on those. I could have smoked some drugs.
You might have eaten some dope pills or something.
Probably shot some dope.
Yeah. It was also probably while the mics were warming up. And also at this point, that was like 4 years ago. So I feel like you may have.
There's a lot of factors. Yeah. You may have a few primary factors on forgetting that one.
Yes. This author also included his top five teams, his worst five teams, this section, personal strategy, section number 10.
Oh, boy.
If you ever played me in NFL 2K, you would know that I'm the best person at the game. I always win. The only person close to me is my older brother, and he still gets his ass kicked. I've given you the strategy I use when I play. It kicks ass, and you will win for sure if you use it.
Language is...
Well, watch out, profanity.
Right, I'm sorry.
He's a cool dude. What can I tell you?
It's very cool.
On first down, go to trips and press the center play. I kind of forgot what it's called, but it is the second passing play listed. This play is so cool. It lines three wide receivers on the right side and your running back on the left. The running back runs a little pattern, and if you throw to him, there will be one or no one covering him. This means you will get at least 10 yards per play until the person starts figuring out what you are doing. So you can't be cheap and use it each play. And this just goes on.
I do love the people that are like, I'm the best at this game because I'm better than the four people that I know.
Yeah.
My older brother is kind of good, but I still beat him.
Yeah, if you could beat the people in your neighborhood, you are therefore the best,
the greatest player of this game. To ever pick up the controller.
Yes, and if fourth down ever came, go for the first play I listed. Never punt. Also, when you're going deep, hold the right button on the back of the controller, and it will let the QB run. This means you can press turbo, and it won't be a pass. For field goals, never kick anything over 60 yards. Trust me, it's very hard to do. My longest was a sad 57-yarder, which probably would have went 62
because
the wind was blowing my direction. For defense, you always blitz. Never stay back in the backfield.
Always blitz.
Unfortunately, there's one more part that I had to read. because this was troubling times even back then. He has a FAQ in his FAQ, and it's question, should I buy NFL 2K or NFL Blitz? Answer, dude, are you gay? NFL 2K is surely the better game.
This is problematic, Stephen.
Hey, it's the 2000.
I guess if you're quoting someone, it's okay.
Oh, my goodness. Question, how old are you?
That's what happened to Papa John.
Yeah, I know.
Answer, probably the same
and
age
Hulk
as
Hogan.
You.
So Stephen Greenwell, Papa John, and Hulk Hogan, all one and the same.
Question, how much is this game? Answer, around $50. This is like page 10 of this FAQ, by the way.
It's a very long FAQ.
Yes.
Question, do I like asking myself questions? Answer, yes.
Do I like answering questions that I propose? Yes, I do.
Yes. There's also a mailbag section, which takes up half of this guide.
Oh, what a ripoff.
So the actual strategy portion of this guide is there isn't one. So it's interesting. He describes the controls. There's a couple cheat codes in here. And then it's just copy-paste reviews, copy-paste mailbag, and... Yeah, it's
So he kind of has his own little show within his FAQ.
Yes, and this is
self-produced.
Yeah, this is what Game Facts lists as the better guide of the two on the site. So
not recommended is what you're trying to say.
Correct. And it has a listing of 20 weird plays and situations he got in. And it's just stuff like, oh, yeah, the computer returned a kickoff against me for a touchdown. So
there you go. What a shame.
That's
a big glitch.
I was playing my friend. I threw like a 50-yard pass to Jerry Rice in the end zone into double coverage. Both of his guys leaped as high as they could. The ball hit one guy right in the nuts and bounced to Jerry Rice, who made a shoestring grab.
See, this is the information I'm really looking for.
That's a weird play number 8. So. Anyways, Huel has the manual.
Right.
Yes. So there is a manual for this game. I found it for the Dreamcast version. Shocking. This is a super straightforward manual. I mean, it's a sports sim. Not sim, but sports realistic. Hyper-realistic recreation. So, it goes through the controls. Very little sass. It sums up that, yes, you are playing a football game in the year 2099. Yeah, it goes through the controls, goes through the options, the different, like, franchise mode and all the customizing. So, I mean, this is really just straight down the middle. So, I got to give it a 2.5 out of 5 Mario 2s.
Yeah.
It tells you how to play it, and not much more. So it does its job. You know, sports manuals are very, very dry. And in general.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless it's unless it's a blitz or something, where they can put some sass in there, you're not getting much.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like sometimes they'll include stuff like the rosters and that kind of thing, which is
They're not including rosters.
Like some of the older ones did.
That's like 600 players. I'm not going to list that.
I can't remember what game.
Or even more. It's like 900 players.
I might be mixing it up with baseball. Baseball might do that.
Maybe. I mean, there's a few screenshots, no drawings. Well, there's drawings of the controller, which I guess is cool, but no, it's a 2.5.
Mm-hmm. Well then,
yep.
I have a regular ranking system, and it's called the Herzog ranking system. This game is coming in at Herzog 8.
Wow!
Ooh. Wow!
Wow! That is quite a Herzog.
That's big Herzog there.
That's a big Herzog.
I played it this week, and outside of the rosters being dated, it's still played pretty fun. It's still played like a football game that you can play. So,
Yeah.
Like the only thing that cuts down is really just if you're gonna buy an old football game for some reason, you should just get NFL 2K2 because that one does have a franchise mode in it. So this one you can play a season. Whereas I think 2K2 I forget how many years in the future you can play, but I think you can trade draft picks and do all that fun kind of stuff. So that is my recommendation. All of these games, by the way, cost like less than $5 now if you want to buy any of them. So now, Todd, you also have a ranking system, correct?
I do. I do have a ranking system. It is the DuckTale scale, and there are two primary factors in the DuckTale scale. Primary factor number one, nostalgia. How much nostalgia do I personally have for this game? Primary factor number two, replayability. Would I pop this baby in here in these times we live in today? Nostalgia. Not much nostalgia for the NFL 2K series as a whole, nor the Maddens, nor the others. So nostalgia, not looking too good, buddy. Sorry. Replayability. You know, it's like any other football game. You can replay it. I'm sure, like you said, you know, there's newer versions that you would opt to get that would have better features and maybe slightly tweaked graphics and better, tighter stuff going on in later iterations. So it's as replayable as any other footballer game. Hey, quick question. Why do they call it football when you're using your hands most of the time? I would call football the black sheep of the sporting names.
I'm the black sheep of the family.
Anyway, so factoring those two primary factors great in, point. I would give NFL 2K on the Dreamcast a point. Let me go over my notes here. Like, carry the two. Okay. And I would give it a 0.09 DuckTales.
Oh.
Boy.
Wow. Yeah, I thought you went a little low there, Huel, just because, you know.
I mean,
this game has some, like, there's some craftsmanship to it.
There's some things you can do and some
replayability. So I guess that pumps up the replayability. Yeah, but I just, you also told us you don't like playing sports games, so I figured, why would he replay this? Yeah, I went 0.03, so a bit low.
Yeah.
Because I went for I considered your two primary factors, and I guess I considered them incorrectly. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Huh?
Oh, well.
You sound really torn up about it. But, you know, we need to move on a little bit here. Todd, was there anything else you want to say about the old 2K series?
No.
Here, the NFL 2K series, that is. All right. No. Well,
none of the two. I don't want to have anything to say about any of the 2K series.
Wow.
I can't imagine that we're going to play NBA 2K or NHL 2K. But college football, I don't know. We might need to investigate that. But even that, I feel like the good games in that series may have come out after our deadline here. So, Huel, anything else you wanted to add?
I gotta say, the UI was a little clunky. I hated that you had to continually press the A button to cycle through teams rather than kind of going up and down. You could only go forward, like when you're selecting the team to play. That was infuriating.
Oh.
Did you find that similarly horrible?
I just always play season mode on stuff like
that. Oh, God.
But I will say, like, the way it has you pick plays is, it, you know, that felt clunky too. Just like it only shows you three at one time.
You just hit the trigger button to cycle through.
But I don't know. I just found that,
like, it shows you five at a time. What are you talking about?
Plays?
Yeah. You pick your formation, and then you pick your play.
Yeah, I think it was showing me three at a time.
Mm, no.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I misremember. But I mean,
it is the first. It's the first in the series, so I'm sure they improved after that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all right then. I think it's time to move along then. Todd, I understand that we got some voicemails this week.
We did. We got some voicemails. So let me cue them up here, and we'll listen to them right now.
Oh, God.
Hello, this is Gilly Bibbins. I am in the America's premier ZZ Top cover band. We're called AA Bottom. And I just wanted to call and congratulate YPB Podcast for 100 episodes. Whoa, dude. You know, I had a question for the hosts. You know, I've not heard the show, but I'm wondering if you ever would think about if you know, in this cancel culture we live in with all these angry people, if something were to be revealed about your past, you know, what would happen to your show or your band? You know, what would happen, and how do you defend yourselves against that? Thank you, and rock on.
Wow.
So is the question rock on?
I guess so.
Huh. That's an odd question. Wow. I was blown away by that voicemail.
That was from Gilly Bibbins.
Gilly Bibbins. Okay.
Singer and guitarist of
AA Bottom. The ZZ Top cover band.
Can't believe that he wrote in.
Well, of all, yeah. And not apparently does not listen. So I'm gonna, yeah. So the question is,
if something were to be revealed about your past,
about our past,
in this cancel culture we live in,
mm-hmm.
How would we deal with
what would happen with the show? Well, that host would immediately be removed.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they'd be replaced with, I want to say
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. I was going to say Gilbert Gottfried. Man.
Oh, yeah. He'd be a good...
Yeah, he'd be a good fill-in.
Good fill-in, yeah.
He's never gotten into trouble.
Yeah. I wonder if he even knows what a video game is.
Oh,
then
no.
Again, if we cut the check, he would be there. That's the thing. Like...
Oh, you know what? Gilbert Gottfried was on a recent episode of The Angry Video Game Nerd on the YouTube.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Man, that's still going on? Man, I didn't even know. Well, I remember really liking him like 10 years ago. And I don't know. Actually, I will catch a lot of his old videos because when I'm researching games that we are covering, normally he has weighed in on many of them already.
So. His shtick got very tired to me. Very quickly.
Wow.
That's what people say after listening to 30 minutes of our show. Got him.
Too many awkward pauses.
I thought you were going to play the Seinfeld drop, but...
That was not. Just the truth.
No, people are tired of it, Steve.
Well, that's never stopped us in the past. But... Was it just that one voicemail, Todd?
No, there's another voicemail. We got two voicemails this week.
Oh, my.
Phones ringing off the hook.
Phones, red hot phone lines.
All right, let me cue it up. And here is the next one.
Ho, 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 ho. Hello there. This is William Gibbonshire, and I'm in England's premier ZZ Top cover band. Our band's name is ZZ Top of the Pops, and first of all, I'd like to congratulate you on 100 episodes. Whoa, what a treat to listen to all 100 episodes so far. Whoa! My question for you boys is, are you ever going to cover a game on the best gaming system made in the UK? It's called the ZX Spectrum. When will you ever play one of those marvellous games? Thank you, and have a good one.
Wow. William Gibbonshire.
William Gibbonshire from the William UK's Gibbonshire. Best ZZ Top cover band.
ZZ Top of the Pops?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. Quite a question. So the ZX Spectrum, England's Ooh. Premier console?
Woo!
What year did that come out, Todd? Do you know?
I do not know. I think it was the early 80s, the first half of the 80s.
Pre 2000. Okay, pre 2000. So check mark number one. Okay.
Ooh.
So when are we going to do it? We could do it soon.
Let me do a quick wiki here. It's 1982.
I'll tell you this much. We can't do it in September. It's very unlikely we do it in October because we already have plans. Mm-hmm. Secret plans for that month. Hope no one can figure that out. So, I mean, the earliest we could do it is November.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's happening either. So, I mean, that's kind of... Yeah. Kind of how it goes.
I mean, first of all, I have to get my hands on one of these extremely rare systems.
Yeah, we have to.
After
we
by
have
collectors.
To, yep, buy the system because emulating is illegal unless you own a copy of the game. So
or
I mean,
delete it within 24 hours.
Getting all three of us one of these systems is probably going to be the hardest part.
Mm. I've looked into it in the past. I think the problem is it's a little too primitive because we're dealing with games that are kind of pre-NES, as they say in the UK, as they would say, you know, as the boys in ZZ Top of the Charts would say. I think some of the later games are, you know, they're somewhat advanced, but you know,
we have to do like one of those potpourri episodes.
Yeah, and also
I think we can devote some time to it.
And I don't know. Most of the better games did make it onto like other systems. Although I will note here, the 10 biggest games released were in descending order. Some of these will sound familiar: Head Over Heels, Jet Set Willy, which that does not sound familiar.
Jet Set
Willy, School Days. Renegade, which I believe is also an arcade game, but side-scrolling beat 'em up.
That is Kino Kuni Zero, a.k.a. River City Ransom Zero.
That was the Styx license game, correct?
Oh, I wish.
Like a Revolution X for...
I don't know if Styx Aerosmith. Had their own game. I know Journey did have their own game. R-Type, which is a classic shmup.
Heard of
Night
it.
Lore, another game you've heard of.
Night
Dizzy.
Lore.
Dizzy the Egg Thing.
Ooh.
Is in the top 10.
We did play that one.
Yep. The Hobbit, which is an illustrated text adventure computer game. The Way of the Exploding Fist, which is a 1985 fighting game. And Match Day 2, which is a football sports game. Football, as in the one you do play with your feet. So, soccer. So, yeah. The last game released was Dalek Attack in July 1993, which I'm assuming is a Doctor Who tie-in there. So.
Possibly.
Dalek.
Oi.
Yeah.
Aren't they not, they're not called Daleks? I'm not sure. You know, I don't want to make any Doctor Who fans angry out there. Tweet at us. Is it Dalek or Dalek?
I have not seen a single episode of that show. So. And proud. So. anyways. We need to move along to email portion of the show. The letters. We need the letters. We need the some letters. Todd, did you receive any emails?
I did not get any emails this week.
Oh weird.
Oh boy. Huel, how about you?
I received one email.
Okay.
It reads, "Dear YPB, what faction do you think will win the Nova Open 40K tournament this weekend? I know one of you has to be a Dolly Pusher." And that's from throwinbones420 at AOL.com.
Oh. Wow. I'm going to say that the Space Elves are going to beat the crap out of the I don't know, what's another race in there? The Knolls.
The Knolls?
Yeah, the Knolls.
The Florida State football team?
No, Knolls. They're like these little...
They're like Noel Gallagher?
Little goblin-looking things.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. You never seen Knolls? G-N-O-L-L?
It's like a gnome,
and a mole mix.
Well, actually, I'm looking at it now. They are a humanoid hybrid.
Oh, Noel.
Humanoid. Noel,
yes. Yeah.
They're like wolfmen.
Oh, wolfmen. Yeah,
yes, I do know Noels. But you're saying it like Noels, like kind of weird sounding.
Oh. Well, I'm pluralizing it. They're Noels.
Well, I'll let you know. Sorry to cut you off here, but they are not a faction in Warhammer 40K, so sorry to burst your bubble there.
Well, I'm just...
You know, I'm going to go with...
Catmen, then.
Nope.
My choice is whoever has the most fun.
Oh, whoever makes the most friends along the way, right? They're the true winner.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. All right, I'm going to officially go on record as either Gene Stealer Cult or Mixed Imperium. Probably with some Caladius grab tanks, some guard, maybe a knight or two. That's my official prediction. Full disclosure, this is being recorded before the event, but will be released the Monday afterwards. So
yeah,
we will see who among the three of us is correct.
What are they saying on the lines? What are the lines saying?
I have not looked at Vegas lately. See if they've moved. But
they don't. They don't take that action in Vegas. That's an AC thing, I bet.
Oh yeah,
probably AC. They got lines for Warhammer.
Exactly.
Well, you know, hopefully whoever's going to that, you know, really plugs our show. That way they'll be able to listen.
They should probably tell people about it, and probably should have been for a long time.
Yeah, hand out those YPB windbreakers.
Did we get business cards?
No, we thought about it, but then we decided instead to spend the money on, you know, YPB pogs.
Dude, so. Don't tease me. Pogs, don't tease me with pogs.
Pogs are back.
Pognash.
Yeah. Alf is back in pog form, and soon you'll be able to slam them against what?
So YPB is YPB. Slammers. Yeah, we have YPB pogs, and each host has its own slammer.
Yes.
And the pogs themselves are our episodes.
Yes, and eventually spinners. I've heard we're going to get some spinners too.
Excuse me?
Yeah, slammers. And you get your slammers and you get your spinners.
I'm not familiar with that POG term.
Well, I'm excited.
Oh, the spinners were the ones that had kind of like the, they had like teeth. They had like, they were like jagged edge and you could spin them and you like threw the POGs on top or something.
What
I don't know. I never
hell?
Actually. I collected POGs. I never actually played whatever you're supposed to do with POGs.
Hell.
Sounds like a mix of Beyblade and POGs. I just Googled POG spinners and it had not really seeing what you were talking about.
Oh, damn it.
I did find Urban Dictionary spinner. You want to know what that is?
Please do not read that.
That's why I was happy that we were getting spinners for the podcast. That's what you told me. Don't let me down, Tom.
Not even in these problematic times will that be happening. Anyways, I got one mail this week. Hey guys, have you seen the crazy lines in the newly released classic World of Warcraft? What's up with that?
Huh?
Brother show, Pascal's Pager.
Oh.
So, yeah, I'm not sure. Have you guys seen this?
I have seen that. It's all over
the
video game news.
I only saw it because of friend of the show, Pascal's Pager.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you get old, you get some money, get some nostalgia going. You can sell a ticket to wait in a virtual queue.
Yeah, I'm just really happy for Blizzard that they were able to sell the same game to the same people again. So they've really come out on top.
I still have my account from the Alpha early 2014 or 2004. Wow. Sorry, 2004.
Interesting.
Wow. I don't know. I am someone who has never jumped into the World of Warcraft. So I will not be playing the World of Warcraft Classic. Is it?
This is a game people like? Oh, I will not partake.
No, proud. Thank you.
And proud. Mm.
Listen, I just got to Dragon Quest XI. It's a game I was excited I got it for Christmas, and I started playing it this week. So, kind of shows you where I'm at. I don't know. Is how big of a difference is it from Classic to WoW now?
The big difference is that Classic does not have any of the expansions in it. The expansions add all this other crap and worlds and races and characters and skills and stuff into it. And Classic version takes all that away. It's as if it had just released today in 2004 in today's times. Although with all the feature improvements such as like faster server hardware and all, and you can bump up graphics if you want.
Man, it's easier to load all those big lines that you're going to be waiting in. So
yeah,
it's got
more crisper graphics for the lines.
We should move along. Todd, did you get an ask this week?
Oh boys, we're going way too long. Let's save this ask for next time.
I was just going to say we are going a little long.
We cursed it. We cursed it.
So instead, let's do some sign-offs here. Todd, was there anything else you wanted to add?
No. You know, play this game if you like a football.
Oh, that's nice. Huel, how about you? Anything else you wanted to add?
I have to say that Sega did not fumble this game series.
Oh, very nice. Very good. Well, on that note, here's a snifferoo from next week's Dreamcast game.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get ready to rumble! Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the King of Pop, Michael Jackson!
Oh no.
They call me the King of Pop!
Wow, it sounds just like
introduction. That's because I am your next opponent. Let's get ready for Rumble Man! Buffer no more. Just me, Rumble Man!
Oof. Hello, your parents' basement.
Yep.
It's me, Michael Jackson. I'm still alive.